Welcome to Luxury News Weekly, your number one source for luxury news. I'm your host, Simba Wakatama.
And I'm your host, Elizabeth Solaru.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode for Luxury News Weekly. This is going to be a short tribute to Virgil Abloh. Unfortunately, Virgil passed away at a young age of 41 from a very rare and aggressive cancer. And so we want to take the time to acknowledge one of the greatest designers of our generation. Elizabeth, you know Virgil's work. We talk about it all the time. What is your feeling about this right now?
You see, the feeling is one of devastation. We're absolutely, absolutely just devastated. Everybody has been devastated about his death. And more importantly for me, I feel for his family, for his friends. We all know how he started. He epitomized and embodied a true polymath, I would say. Lots of people describe themselves as being a polymath. They've got interests in this, that, or the other. But he actually embodied that. And he wasn't afraid to take risks and actually do things that are different. His background is one of being a structural engineer, which is very rigid, very straight line, et cetera, et cetera. And after his degree, he obviously went and did a little bit around architecture. And he actually worked in an architectural firm as well. But it was actually, because I love knowing the why behind a person, but it was actually a course that he took in his final year. I think it was around the history of art. He discovered painters like Caravaggio, etc. He described that as the mind-opening moment for him, the moment where he felt, oh my goodness, there's more to life than just being an engineer or an architect. And that was what gave him the first impetus to actually go ahead and look into the possibility of doing something completely different, doing something arty. So yeah, that's some of the things that came to mind for me when I was thinking about Virgil. I also remember, and this is so weird how memory is, I remembered for some reason his wedding. Now, this was as far back as 2009.
Yes,
I don't know why. I just thought to myself, I'm pretty sure I've seen his wedding. And the reason I remember the wedding, funnily enough, is because his wife, Shannon, was wearing a pair of purple Louboutins. And that is unusual because many brides tend to wear, you know, neutral shades or white or blue or pink. She was wearing purple. So I did go back. I had a look and I was absolutely right. Everything was around purples and whites for the wedding. It was a gorgeous wedding, you know, kind of like not too flamboyant. It was just nicely done. So that was another memory that his death actually sparked in my brain.
Yes. And most people know him for, of course, Off-White first. I think that was his first world scale, let's call it artistic domination, right? He came out there, created one of the hottest streetwear brands, and then solidified himself as one of the top voices in the world of street fashion. But he was also, very much an artist. And I think Louis Vuitton recognized that. And that's why they brought him on as the artistic director for the menswear division. And, you know, it's so sad because very recently LVMH acquired Off-White and gave Virgil a seat at the big table. And they wanted him to actually kind of be a guide, a kind of a head for flipping these old and outdated companies into new and more connected companies. It's brand wise and in terms of connected to millennials, connected to the social media, connected to the arts. And they also wanted to create an umbrella of new companies using the technologies they have under his guidance. So it's so sad because he was just getting started. And I think I always say this, but now it is true. the only other person with the level of output of creativity that you can actually compare to Virgil Abloh is Karl Lagerfeld. That's it. No one else has the creative output. Whether you liked some of his designs or not, that's, you know, that's personal, but you cannot deny between the IKEA collaborations, the Supreme collaborations, he was always working on an installation at this museum and, you know, that new dropper. And it's not like his people are doing it. He's doing it. So yeah, I would say he is the greatest designer of our generation.
Oh, absolutely. I think definitely for the millennials, and even for Gen Zs, he represented that voice. He embodied what I would call the portfolio career. So the ability to juggle so many things and have so many fingers in many pies, while, you know, it's like you have all these plates spinning in the air and keeping utter and absolute control. Also, what I love about him is the authenticity that he brought to to being the voice of his brand. So when you think about Off-White, you think of him. Many brands, they try to have a voice, but he absolutely has that voice. And more importantly, he got young people to actually listen to him and to be inspired by him. So that was the quality that I think that LVMH recognized more than anything, that quality, that authenticity, and the ability to be strategic. Because if you're juggling so many collaborations and so many projects across different brands, you are more than likely will be able to do that if you do it in-house. And that's why LVMH made him the overarching head, for lack of a better word, across their 75 different brands.
Yes, they definitely recognized that. And, you know, I think I want to wrap this off with a little ode to Abloh. And, you know, I just want to share the design process, his philosophy that kind of gave him this brilliance. And he believed that essentially there's only two kinds of people when it comes to an artistic work. And there's the purist and the tourist. And he describes the purist as someone who has a wealth of knowledge to draw from. They have a real deep understanding of the works, but it's a very small group of people and, you know, they keep people out. And then the tourist is the general public, which he often deals with in his work. They might not understand the nuances of the works. They might not really understand the history of it, but they feel it and they're curious and they are a larger demographic. And he said, you know, the purist and the tourist meets in the middle with his work. And that's kind of what he set out to do. And I think that's beautiful.
I think that is utterly, utterly gorgeous. And you can see why he represented that bridge between streetwear and luxury.
This has been a special episode of Luxury News Weekly